Time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey, Will, how's it going?
Real good, Don. How you doing?
I am great.
Welcome back.
It's always a pleasure to share this segment with you. So do us a favor and remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota. I said name an animal. The first five letters of its name spell a place where you might find this animal, and the last four letters of the name spell another animal. What is it? Well, the animal is a stallion. You would often find it in a stall, and the last letters, of course, are lion.
And there were 225 correct entries this week. And, this week's winner is Suzanne Palmer of West Sacramento, California. Congratulations, Suzanne.
Thank you.
And how did you figure this one out?
I did it the usual way. I always look at the lists when I can figure out what I'm looking for, and I got very lucky. I found stallion, and I recognized stall. And I picked out the last four and got the lion.
And how long have you been playing the puzzle with us?
For 20 years.
All right. I'll call you a veteran. And what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I play more word puzzles, every word game I can find. And I love to bake.
So, Suzanne, are you ready to play the puzzle today?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, Will, take it away.
Well, Suzanne, I like your spirit and how you spend your time doing puzzles. So I'm going to give you some seven-letter words. For each one, change one consonant to a vowel to make a new word. For example, if I said concept, C-O-N-C-E-P-T, you would say conceit, changing the P to an I. Your first one is revenge. And here's your hint, change the G.
Revenue.
Revenue is it. Good job. Tractor, T-R-A-C-T-O-R.
And I have to change, let's see, tractor, it can't be.
Here's your hint, change the C.
Trader.
Trader, nice one. Plastic, P-L-A-S-T-I-C.
Elastic.
Good job. Caption, C-A-P-T-I-O-N.
Are we looking at the P again, Will?
Try the P, yeah.
Try the P, okay. Caution.
Caution, good one. Scuffle, S-C-U-F-F-L-E. You said you like to work in the kitchen, so this would be an appropriate answer.
Something tasty.
Souffle.
Souffle, yes. Pom-poms, P-O-M-P-O-M-S. It would be an adjective for a person you probably don't like.
Someone perhaps smug or...
Yeah, maybe a little too full of themselves.
Oh, pompous.
Pompous, is it? Yes. Mobster, M-O-B-S-T-E-R.
I would say monster right off the top, but that's not a vowel.
It's an adjective that might describe a cake that's being compared to another
moister.
One. Moister, yes. Linkage, L-I-N-K-A-G-E.
Lineage.
Lineage, yes. And here's your last one, tempers, T-E-M-P-E-R-S.
Tempera.
Tempera, good job. You got it.
Great job, Suzanne. How do you feel?
Relieved. I've waited for this so long, and it's always to be wise to take a second look at what you wish for. Thank you so much, Will. And thank you, Don.
Well, for playing our puzzle today, you will get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And tell us what station you listen to.
I listen to KXPR and KXJZ in the Sacramento area.
That is Suzanne Palmer of West Sacramento, California. Thank you again for playing the puzzle.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Take care. Okay, Will, next week, what do you have for us?
Well, it comes from Peter Gordon of Great Neck, New York. Name some tools used by shoemakers. After this word, place part of a shoe, and the result will be the subject of a famous painting. What is it? So again, some tools used by shoemakers. Place part of a shoe after that word, and the result will be the subject of a famous painting. What painting is it?
I'll be thinking about that one all week. When you have the answer to this puzzle, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, April 2nd at 3 p.m. Eastern. And don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And this is key, if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Will, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Don.